Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, as you may know, the G20 summit begins today in Hamburg, and it may prove to be an historic one as the US backs away from its traditional role of global leadership. So who will fill that vacuum? Tristan Naylor is a lecturer in diplomatic studies at Oxford, and he's on the line from Germany. Tristan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, I suppose people would, in the first instance, say, you know, Donald Trump is leading this pull of the US away from global leadership. Does that, though, has that been happen? Did that happen before him? Has that been happening for quite some time anyway?
Well, this is very much part of a trend that started long before Donald Trump took office. It's fair to say that he certainly accelerated the pace, but the retreat from global leadership certainly, at the very least, starts with George Bush, and the failures of both the Afghanistan and Iraq war certainly soured the American appetite for internationalism. And even under President Barack Obama, we also saw the retreat of America as a leader, certainly or most evidently as concerns this idea of leading from behind as a NATO power. So this isn't something new, but it's certainly something that has gathered pace under Donald Trump.
And so, would you get the impression that going into the G20 today, Donald Trump will be just representing America and won't be that concerned with global concerns?
Almost certainly. We've seen no evidence whatsoever from him in the past 6 months of any concern for multilateralism writ large, or the global governance agenda, which he shares with his G20 colleagues. He runs very much on this idea of the America First policy, and he unashamedly says that he represents America and only America, and so I don't see any way in which he would deviate from that stance this weekend in Germany.
So does that mean that some other player is going to have to step into that position necessarily?
Well, it is possible that the global governance agenda could just flounder and go nowhere without a leader. I think it's unlikely. I think unquestionably another power contending for the pole position internationally is certainly going to try to fill the vacuum as America abdicates its position internationally. I think there are two contenders, or at least most likely contenders. The EU is one of them, and China the other.
I suppose the EU has the advantage of this G20 is taking place in Germany, so it's home turf.
Unquestionably, with any G7 or G20 summit, the leader who hosts, in this case Angela Merkel, has the advantage of setting the agenda and being in control over the meetings. And that has tremendous power, and I think she'll be able to use that to steer things in Europe's direction more so than she otherwise would. And her hand is particularly strengthened with France's Emmanuel Macron now being at her side, and also Britain no longer being able to play the spoiler role that it often does now that Britain has decided to leave the EU. But all that to say, China, of course, is a very strong contender for being the new leader of the international order, certainly for a litany of reasons.
Now, the EU, everybody knows, is in favour of the multilateral world order and being involved with various agreements and international bodies. Is China as keen, or is it demonstrating keenness for these kinds of things?
Well, it's difficult to say, and I think expert opinion is very much divided on this front. There are those who assert that China will adopt a very sort of imperial policy vis-a-vis the rest of the world. Others are more of the position that China will try to improve its position within the existing order rather than trying to set up a rival one and dismantle the order that has more or less continually existed since the end of the Second World War. It is tough to say. You can really read Chinese policy and foreign policy announcements either way.
Mm. Though at the same time, for instance, in relation to the Paris Agreement, it seems that China is taking that seriously and is increasing its efforts to adhere to it.
Unquestionably, and that for me is a key piece of evidence, and which is why I'm very much in the camp that is of the opinion that China is far more likely to try to improve its position within the existing multilateral order, and I think their commitment to the Paris Accord is strong evidence of that.
By the end of the G20, then, might there be indications as to who the new leader is?
Certainly, and I think we should all on Saturday be paying very close attention to the communique that the leaders will release at the end of their discussion. We should be able to read, or at least infer from it, quite which way the winds are blowing, and we'll see if Germany is able to get in the communique firm commitments to the rules-based liberal multilateral order that that certainly Europe's foreign policy, or to the extent the EU has a common foreign policy, seeks to maintain.
And if that indication is there, if there is enough there for people to make an inference from it, the effect that would have globally on many, many countries, I assume, will be profound.
Unquestionably, regardless of what the outcome is, it certainly will be. If indeed the other players, and by other I mean those excluding the United States, choose to again recommit to the more or less status quo order, this isolates America in really significant ways. And what I think we quite likely could see is despite his best intentions, Donald Trump's America First policy ends up with a situation where it's America alone, and America will increasingly find itself on the outside of the big agreements, charting an isolationist path in a global context where that serves nobody's interests, certainly not America's.
Though, could we perhaps expect to see similar antics as we saw when Donald Trump has visited Europe in the past, where he's, you know, shouldering people out of the way and signalling physically to his base at home, we're better than these people?
Well, I'm reluctant to speculate ever about what Donald Trump will do next, but it seems unlikely that Donald Trump will land in Hamburg and stop being what appears to be his natural self.
Mm. Another thing, I suppose, that people will automatically assume, and it's been reported today on news bulletins here, at every time there's a G20 summit or even the other G summits, are the protests. Do those protests have an effect on the people having discussions behind closed doors?
Again, I think opinion is very much divided on this. I think that there are those that say it certainly doesn't, but there are those that would say that it does, and I think the decision to hold this summit in Hamburg, in the second largest city in Germany, and indeed a very liberal city in Germany, is itself sending a signal that as the host of the summit, the Angela Merkel and the German government is committed to democracy, and not just the deliberation of international leaders, but also willing to give a voice to those not included in the room, and protests are a key part of sort of the very messy process of democracy. And so I think there's some signaling there on the part of Germany.
Tristan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Tristan Naylor, lecturer in diplomatic studies in the University of Oxford.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.